Welcome, everybody, to the Sleeper Wire Show. I am your host, Rob Rose, and this week we have a very special episode for you. George is going to take us through the Dynasty Trade Value game, where he pits Mike, Jason, and myself to a battle of the death in trade value. George, is that how this works?
Yes. Whoever loses this game dies.
Crap. That's intense, man. That's really intense. Mike, how do you feel about this?
The stakes are there. I feel pretty confident in my skills and abilities, but I guess, you know, every man must die is what they say.
My friends call me Leonidas. Jason, what do you feel your chances are tonight?
Well, Rob, you know it's true. Everything I do for you. So I'd die for you.
Oh, wow.
Just working it in.
Won't do that. Wow. Right?
That is so intense. All right. Well, it sounds like we are ready for like the game of the century. Jason, did you have something important you had to say, or were you just continuing to serenade me, sir?
No. Just I wanted to profess my undying love for my buddy Rob here.
Rob, I think he's saying is he'll do anything for love, but he won't do that.
There's not a whole lot I won't do, though. I'm just gonna throw it out there, for anybody listening.
You're not doing that, though, Jason.
But just not that. Just not that.
Now that's gone real weird, and instead of going farther down the rabbit hole, we're just gonna go back to normal and say so. George is going to host a little game where me, Jason, and Mike are going to assess some trade value for players. So for more information, we go to George for breaking news. George, tell us about your game here, sir.
So the game is actually fairly simple. I've got a list. We're going to break this up into two different episodes. The first episode, we're going to do just running back and wide receivers. Second episode, we're going to do quarterbacks, tight ends, and rookie draft picks. I based these player valuations off of a trade calculator that I used to give me the individual player's value. And the rules are pretty basic. I'm going to give you the name of the player, and I'm going to give you said player's player ranking or his trade value. And Mike, Jason, and Rob are going to each take turns giving me a player or two or three that they think would get them closest to acquiring that player. So this way, you listening at home, if you're wondering, hey, what could I get for Alvin Kamara, for example? I'm going to tell you what his value is according to this trade calculator. And then these guys are going to give you what they would trade for Alvin Kamara. And this way, you listening at home kind of have a general idea of what his actual value is in a 12-team single quarterback PPR dynasty league. If you go over the point score in real life, no big deal. But in this game, that means you lose that round. And whoever gets closest without going over will get a point. And then at the end of the series, we'll tally up all the points and see who is the most accurate of the trading gurus on the show.
That's the Bob Barker rules, right?
Yes.
Bob Barker rules. That's an official scoring category.
Yes.
The Bob Barker rules. Now, can I ask you, can I offer draft picks? Does that count? Like, I can't offer position for position, but can I offer a draft pick for, like, say, Alvin Kamara in the instance that we talked about?
Yes, I will accept draft picks as well because I can get the player value for those as well. And I think that makes it a little bit more interesting. And judging by Rob's reaction, he likes it.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, so I will take those. The only caveat we have is you cannot offer a single positional player for the positional player that I give you. So, and I'll stick with Alvin Kamara because he is actually one of the guys that I have the score for. You cannot offer me just a running back for Alvin Kamara. You have to add something with him, whether it be a draft pick, whether it be another player, or something. You cannot offer me running back for running back. You cannot do positional player for positional player. Other than that, you can go up to three players or two players and a pick or a couple of picks. However you want to do it, it's totally up to you. But you just can't do positional for positional.
Excellent. I love it.
Let's do this.
All right.
All right.
We'll go ahead and get started. Our first player is actually somebody that I traded to Rob in one of our dynasty leagues. It is Kenny Golladay. And because I traded him to Rob, Rob, the floor is yours. You are trying to acquire Kenny Golladay. What are you giving me?
Oh, boy. And I like me some Kenny Golladay, too.
I did too. So this is going to let me know if I overpaid or actually if you overpaid or underpaid.
Okay. So I want to get Kenny Golladay, huh?
Yep. And you know you do. So,
yeah. I mean, you know you do. You know I do. You know everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want Kenny Golladay, then you're not paying attention because recently he's been very good. He's just top notch, though. Top notch. So I am stalling because I think I am going to flat out offer you Miles Sanders. And, oh, I don't know if I need to add to that. Oh, probably. So I'm going to add a mid-second round pick.
Mid-second? You got to be specific with the pick.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's go with the 110 is my offer.
All right. So you're giving me 110 in the 2020 draft, and you're giving me Miles Sanders for Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, in the 2020 rookie draft, yes.
All right. Jason, you will be next.
I'm going to say Allen Robinson. Oh, I can't do wide receiver, but I can throw a pick in there, right?
You can.
I'm going to go Allen Robinson. Man, do I have to exact pick? It's going to be – I'm going to go Allen Robinson and a – Allen Robinson and, like, a 2-8. Let's say a 2-8. 2-6. Give me 2-6. Final answer.
Are you sure?
Make it a mid-round, 2-6.
All right. Mike, sir, you are on the clock.
Okie dokie. I think I'm going to sit there. I've been thinking about it. I had the longest time to think about it.
You did. And you have the advantage of seeing what everybody else has actually offered for it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to give you Calvin Ridley in a 204.
I do like me some Calvin Ridley, though.
Yeah, me too. I like me some Kenny Golladay, though, too. Especially Stafford slinging the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll definitely trade what could potentially become a wide receiver one for who is a wide receiver one.
All right. So, Mike, let's go ahead and review. Let's go ahead and review this round. We have Rob, so everybody is trying to acquire Kenny Golladay. Kenny Galladay's value, according to the trade calculator, is 29.4.
Wow. That's worth it.
So he was the third highest player that I pulled. Rob was going to give up Miles Sanders and a 2020 1.10 pick, the number 10 pick overall in this year's draft. Excuse me. So Miles Sanders, his value according to this trade calculator is 27.2.
I thought it was
going to
be something like that.
Oh, bust.
So Rob is already way up there. He's basically 2.2 points away from going over.
I knew I didn't need to add anything to it.
And with adding the number 10 pick overall in this year's draft, that carried a value of 13.6, which gave Rob a grand total of 40.8. So Rob would have way overpaid for Kenny Golladay. But if you are a big believer in Kenny Golladay, that shows you that it can get the job done. So if Kenny Golladay is your guy and you have those picks, you could probably get that done pretty easily, to be honest. Jason had Allen Robinson and rookie pick 2.6. So he went with the middle second rounder. Allen Robinson, his value kind of surprised me. His value was 21.7. So he's pretty high up there. Adding the rookie pick was very smart by Jason, and especially doing a middle second round. That carried a value of 5.6,
which, well, that's it.
Which gave Jason a grand total of 27.3. So Jason, you were about 2.1 points off. So that's a fairly close trade. Like, I look at these trades, anywhere within 5 points really is super, super close. It's within the ballpark of the player's actual value.
Margin of error.
Yep. And Mike, you gave me Calvin Ridley and rookie pick 2.4. Calvin Ridley carries a value of 18.8.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a little lower than I think you thought it was going to be. The rookie pick that you gave me carried a value of 6.8. So that put you in the ballpark as well. That got you up to 25.6, which means you were about 3.8 points off. So Jason gets the point for the first round. He was the closest without going over.
So I've got to say, like, looking at it, it surprised me a little when I heard Calvin Ridley's number at 18.8.
Yes.
And
these are all from yesterday. Like, I pulled up all these player values yesterday preparing for the show today.
No, so it did surprise me. Calvin Ridley being at 18.8 surprised me a little bit. I guess it comes from being the number two in Atlanta and maybe not being the number one again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that. I figured the touchdown productivity and everything like that, he would be worth around, you know, mid-20s. I knew the 2.4 was worth a little bit lower than, you know, I gauged that at about 7 points in my head. So, wow, that was close. We'll take it.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, Mike, you and Jason were both super close. Rob went a little bit over, which is absolutely fine.
Rob loves him some Joey Gellin.
Yeah, right. He loves him some KG. No big deal. Let's go ahead.
Joey Galladay. Jesus.
I was going to let you get away with it. I wasn't going to say nothing.
I don't let myself get away with those things. I'm too old for that.
We're going to get right into the next player. Our next player on the list has been one of the top five wide receivers in the NFL for probably the last 4 or 5 years. He's Mr. Consistency, 1,400 yards almost every single season. We are talking about Julio Jones. Jason, because you won the last round, go ahead, give me some players.
Julio. So is he 32 this year?
I think he's 30.
30, okay. That diminishes his value a little bit because you only got a couple of years of Julio Jones left. He's 1,400 yards each year. Man. And you're going to overpay for the name, right? You're going to overpay for the name.
One would think.
Let's say I'm going to offer up a Marlon Mack. And so Marlon Mack's young, right?
Yep.
Marlon Mack, and let's say the 112, and that's probably too much.
All right. Marlon Mack and the 112. Rob, I'll let you try to redeem yourself here.
Right. So I'm gonna just go with Joe Mixon and the 210, please.
Okay. And Mike, you are up.
So I think for Julio Jones, I feel like I can offer you the 104 and call it good. I'm going to offer you the 104 for Julio Jones, and you're going to say, yeah, I'll take it because I want youth. I want to recharge. So that's where I'm going to go with it.
All right. Let me pull up that player score. So I will say this. Everybody went over. Julio Jones, Jason was spot on. I think his age is what decreased his value. Keep in mind that this is Dynasty. He has a score value of 20.4. Mike, I believe you were the closest. Actually, yes, you were the closest who did go over. The 104 carries a value of 22.3. So yeah. you went over by about 2 points. So, which is not bad. Listen, if you offered somebody the 104, especially in this year's draft, you're getting Julio. Like I don't think there's anybody that has Julio. Like I have Julio in a league. If you offer me the 104, I will trade Julio, no doubt. Rob, you offered Joe Mixon and the 210. The 210 carries not a whole lot of value. That carried 3.6 points. But Joe Mixon, his value is a lot higher than I would have thought it would have been. His value was 38. So you went way over. But, like, I didn't think Mixon's value was that high. If I was guessing, I would have said probably, like, the high 20s, maybe the low 30s. Not nearly as high as it was. And I would have thought Julio would have scored higher in this equation. Jason, you were pretty close. You had Marlon Mack and the 112. Marlon Mack carried a value of 15. The 112 carried a value of 11.6. That gave you 26.6. So you were over by roughly 6 points.
Okay.
Everybody went over. Nobody gets a point for Julio. But, you know, that's where we broke out for his valuation. And I think it's right. Like, he carries a win now type of person. The person who's trading for Julio is probably on a team that's a win now. They're not on a team that is rebuilding or anything like that. The next wide receiver we have up will be Christian Kirk from the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I don't think you've gone first yet, so the floor is yours.
Oh, now I just traded him for the 109, so I guess I'm just going to throw that out there and just see how I rated on that trade, although I feel like I'm going way under on this, but I'm going to say the 109, straight up on the 109.
Straight up on the 109? Okay. Jason, I don't think you've gone – well, Rob's gone second the last two times, so I'll let you go ahead and go second this time, Jason.
So this is tough because he's one of the young guys that I don't value. You know, I look at like Cortland Sutton and DJ Moore and those guys, and I think, you know, possible wide receiver ones for their teams. And I look at Christian Kirk, and I don't see it, right? I hate trading running backs for wide receivers. I love having running backs. I'm gonna trade Kenyon Drake for Christian Kirk.
Kenyon Drake for Christian Kirk. They could be teammates. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, they were last year for a little bit anyway.
Yep, they absolutely were. And they could be going into this year. Rob, sir, you are up.
So I'm trying to acquire Christian Kirk. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm stalling again. Don't worry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So, you know what? What would I actually offer instead of trying to think about this? Like,
you should be doing. What would you actually offer?
You know what? I'll give you Nyheim Hines in the 2-4.
That is an interesting offer for sure. Let me see where you scored.
Well, I'm not horribly overpaying for a third time. Underpaying this time. Thank you.
You may be surprised.
Hmm. Well, all right then.
I just got to find Nyheim Hines on this list. There he is. And the 204. Okay. So Nyheim Hines and the 204. So I will tell you right now, Mike is getting the point for this one. The 109. Well, let me tell you Christian Kirk first. Christian Kirk, he scored 16.8 in the trade calculator. The 109 carried a value of 14.6.
Yeah, buddy.
So, Mike, that trade was within the margin of error. It was actually a very good trade for you. You won that trade by about 2.2 points, according to this calculator. Jason, Kenyon Drake, like, he's kind of an enigma right now because I can see his value skyrocketing once he signed. But until that happens, they have him at a much lower evaluation than what even I thought. His player score was 12.6. So roughly 2 points below Mike's score. And then Rob, you had Nyheim Hines and the 2.04. Nyheim Hines scored 1.6. and the 2.04 scored 6.8. That gives you a total of 8.4. Wow. So you
probably didn't accept that trade off.
No, it probably got smash reject. But I mean, if you would have pushed that to like a 110, you would have been right on the money. So the 2.4 was slightly off. Had you gone 110 like Mike did the 109, had you gone 110, you probably would have been right on the money with that offer. So there's definitely negotiable room there. Like we're talking with that offer. I just would tell you, listen, I need an earlier draft pick than that. The next one is somebody that we've talked quite a bit about. He is Carolina Panthers wide receiver 1, DJ Moore. Mike, hit me with your best shot.
Okay, DJ Moore, man, he's on fire right now. So I'm thinking, I can give you a, I'll give you a Kittle for a Moore, good sir.
Kittle for Moore. Jason, you are up, sir.
Kittle for Moore. I like Kittle for Moore. If I'm on, man, on the Kittle side, I want to be on the Kittle side there. But I'm not. I'm trying to get DJ Moore, and I can't offer Kittle because somebody else just offered Kittle. let's see. And this is PPR, right?
Yes, this is a PPR league.
Man. So I'm going to give everybody's darling from this year somebody who I think is going to be drafted real high. And because I have to give up a running back, I'm going to just do one running back and I'm going to call it done. I'm going to say DJ Moore has a quarterback that gets him the ball. I'm going to say this player resigns with the team he's on, but Tom Brady doesn't go there. I'm going to give you Derrick Henry for DJ Moore.
Nice offer.
I think we overpaid it. I think we both might have overpaid it, though.
I think so. I'm looking at – so I know DJ Moore is young. I know he's real young because he was young when he came into the league. It's only his third year. Derrick Henry's looking at his second contract.
Yeah.
So that means he's probably – I don't have his age in front of me, but I'm going to say 25.
He's 26.
Okay, 26.
I'll bet you Derrick Henry's in the mid-40s. Rob, you could probably say something like half a Debo Samuel right now.
Yeah, I'm very seriously thinking about just stealing the point with somebody, you know, one player. But I am going to take a stab at this because I am horrible at it. So, like, I apparently could use the practice.
Shoot your shot, Rob. Shoot your shot.
Yeah. All right. So, to acquire a one, Mr. DJ Moore, Chris Carson and Philip Lindsay for DJ.
There it is.
Chris Carson.
Not knowing what he's going to do with his injury, it'll be interesting to see what his actual value is here.
Yeah, and I believe I would make that trade in real life. I would offer that for DJ Moore if I had a surplus of running backs on a team and I needed some wide receiver help, especially I wanted to go young. I would absolutely reach that trade out. Whether it gets accepted or not, well, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, we'll find out in just 1 second because I am actually adding up your totals. This was stupid, stupid, stupid close. I will tell you this right now. There is 0.3 points separating the three of you.
Whoa.
Nobody went over.
So that makes me even more shocked.
So this one was, like I said, this was stupid, stupid close. DJ Moore carries a value of 33.1. Mike went with Kittle. Kittle carries a value of 30.4.
Oof.
So, Mike, nice. You were right there in the ballpark. I mean, honestly, listen, there's 0.3 points separate, or 0.4 points. Is it 0.4? Yeah. 0.3 points separating nice. You guys. So, you are all within the ballpark. Jason, Derrick Henry carries a score value of 30.6. So you edged out Mike by 0.2 points.
And I have this feeling it's not enough because...
Hey, Jason, it is not enough because Rob came in and edged you out by 0.1 point.
Yes.
Philip Lindsay carries a score value of 13.3. Chris Carson carries 17.4, which gave Rob a total of 30.7, and Rob takes that one home. That was stupid close. All three were very, very good trade offers from the three of you. I am super glad that Rob did get my subliminal hint. I was trying not to lead like I was giving a hint, but it kind of was.
So let me ask you, my trade with Derrick Henry in a PPR, who do you want, DJ Moore or Derrick Henry?
Oh, man. What I need.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Rob. It really does depend on roster makeup. But you're trading for a wide receiver. So let's say you really need a wide receiver and you have some young running back talent. Like, is DJ Moore enough for Derrick Henry?
I think so. I think he's got the talent. He's got the productivity. There is, you know, the thing that I don't like about DJ Moore is the question marks that go around the guy right now is, who's his quarterback going to be? How is he going to flex them? Things like that. But he had talent with a lot of, like, Kyle Allen he did good with. And, yeah, I don't know. I think his talent will supersede whoever's quarterback, kind of like DeAndre Hopkins.
So I looked it up while we were waiting on the points. DJ Moore's 22 years old. In the league for 3 years, but only 22 years old.
Yeah. To be fair to both Derrick Henry and DJ Moore, like, they both have some kind of serious question marks. Like, one's got a question mark on his quarterback. One has a question mark on what team he's going to be. If he stays in Tennessee, like, we kind of know what to expect from Derrick Henry. If he signs elsewhere, is he signing with a team that's got a strong enough offensive line to be able to create holes for him? Because he's really not, like, that agile. He's more of a north-south runner than an east-to-west. And, I mean, we've seen him have big plays in the passing game, but he's not, like, a super, super big in the passing game. So, let's go ahead and move on. Next one we have is Courtland Sutton for Mike's Denver Broncos. Rob, I'm going to throw this one to you first. Courtland Sutton.
I hate going first. All right, so young talent on a somewhat suspect offense, but with some hope in Drew Locke. I just gave away their running game. So I'm going to give you Melvin Gordon for Courtland Sutton.
That's the final offer? And I'm not trying to lean you one way or another. I just literally need to know if that's the final offer.
Yeah. I think that's fairly fair. I may be a little bit under. I don't think Gordon's going to carry as much value because he's getting a little older and we're very uncertain about his contract situation coming up here.
Okay.
So I just want to be under. I don't want to go over.
Okay. Mike, sir, you are the resident Denver Bronco fan. I'm going to need your players here. You're trying to acquire your boy Courtland Sutton. What do you got for me?
Well, okay, so now that I know Emmanuel Sanders is worth one, can I offer you 16 Emmanuel
yes,
Sanders?
Yes, as long as you have 16 Emmanuel Sanders on your one team.
Okay, darn it, dang it. That's not that works.
If you're in a 16 player copy league, yes, this works.
I think Courtland Sutton, man, that guy, he's a stud, and he balled out last year, and it looks like he's going to get another year of Joel Drew over there. So, I think if I'm going to offer you something, I might offer you, I mean, for me, it's probably going to be a pick, and for me, I think for Courtland Sutton, I'm going to have to offer you a 103.
Pick. Whoa. 103. Mike's spending up. But you know what?
Oh,
I like it.
It's not a super flex, so okay. I see that. I see you there, Mike.
Yep.
I've had time to think about Courtland Sutton. I like Courtland Sutton. I have him. I'm actually trying to sell him because I think his value is higher now than it's going to be during the season. I do not like the quarterback for the Broncos. I do not think they're going to have the kind of success everybody wants. Now, they're also potentially talking about drafting a second wide receiver. That could help Sutton because they don't have anybody on the other side now. So with all of that said, and I don't – without liking him, without liking Courtland Sutton, need to find a running back. I don't have to find a so I'm going to say David Montgomery, who I think's value is pretty low. And I'm going to trade David Montgomery and the... Man, I don't want to spend up like Mike. I'm going to say David Montgomery and the 2-1.
David Montgomery and the 2-1. Final offer?
Final offer.
All right, so we have Courtland Sutton. He came in at a robust 32.9 points.
Yeah.
He was the second. He was the second highest wide receiver I had in this collection. I think a lot of that is a lot, as you guys mentioned, due to his age. He kind of had a little mini breakout season. They're expecting him to be the number one wide receiver there, so it does kind of make sense. Rob, you went first. You came in with Melvin Gordon. I think Melvin Gordon is knocked down a little bit because of his age and because we really don't know where he's going to be at. They had him at a value of 18.1. So if you were in a two copy league, you would be almost, you'd be right there for him, in a two player copy league, but way, way down in this format.
Yeah, I would have to add something to Melvin Gordon to get that deal done.
Yeah, it's not a bad offer. Like, if you were offering it to me, I would have to come back and tell you, hey, I'm going to need another player, or I'm going to need a pick or something along those lines. But
I did go over.
No, you did not. There's room to talk there. We can talk.
Yeah.
Mike, you came in super, super strong. You came in at the 103. The 103 carried a value of 24.3 points.
Yeah.
So you were definitely under about eight-ish points off. Give or take, you know, a couple decimals here. So super strong offer, not really bad at all. If it was me personally, I would make that deal in a heartbeat. I would want one of the top three running backs in this draft, or I would even do it for like Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb. I would probably trade away Courtland Sutton for that 103 in a heartbeat. But the calculator had it down a little bit lower. Jason, you came in pretty strong as well. You had the 201, which carried a value of 10.1. You also had David Montgomery. I think he scored higher than you were thinking. He scored at 14.2, which brought you to a grand total of 24.3, which tied with Mike.
What are the odds?
The odds were very slim that would actually happen. But it happened. So if you are trying to acquire the 103,
I did it.
Montgomery would be a very fair offer. So I will give points to both of you gentlemen for that one, being it's a tie and nobody went over. So the last wide receiver we have is somebody who a lot of people were high on coming into last year. He started the year out on fire, but then he kind of fizzled as the year went along. This is going to be Seattle wide receiver Tyler Lockett. Mm. And Mike, you haven't gone first in a while, so you're going to go first.
Man, Tyler Lockett. I guess he probably still holds some value to some people.
You have to remember this is a PPR league.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the guy's, you know, yeah, I guess he's worth about 4 or 5 a game, but I see him just continuously losing targets and shares to DK Metcalf. So I guess I'm trying to get rid of this guy. If I'm wanting to get rid of this guy, what do I want to give? I would say, man, I feel like I could just get rid of somebody like kind of a mid-grade running back. Like, say, man, that's a tough one. Because he's, to me, I just think he's got to have a lower value than what we're giving him. And we've already done most of the running backs. So that's, I've already named like 4 running backs in my head, but we've already named.
You can use the running backs that have already been used. That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, we know the value of them, so that's kind of crazy.
That's okay. You don't know the value of Tyler Lockett, so it's fine.
Okay, I'd say Devin Singletary. Now, I'd rather be on the Devin Singletary side of that trade, but I think we could get that deal done.
Okay. All right, and that's the final offer, right?
Yep.
Jason, I've got you a second on this one.
So I was offered Tyler Lockett for Todd Gurley straight up, and I turned it down. I think the point total is probably pretty close there. I'm not going to do it because I didn't do it in real life, right? So, but that's the kind of trades that are out there for right now for Tyler Lockett, for Todd Gurley, which kind of blew me away. I'm going to say Marlon Mack. I've said him before. I kind of know what his point total is. I know right around where I think Tyler Lockett is. I'm going to say Marlon Mack in a PPR because he doesn't catch the ball.
Final offer?
Final offer.
Okay. And last but definitely not least, Mr. Rob.
Oh, it may be least again, sir.
Mr. Rob's neighborhood.
All right. So I've been trying to put this together. Who am I trying to acquire again?
Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett.
Dag nabbit. Okay, so I'm going to give you Lev Bell and the 201.
All right, let me punch them in. Is that the final offer?
Yeah, that's the final offer.
Okay. I figured it was a good one. I figured it would be, but I have to ask.
I am all for getting rid of Lev Bell, though, too. Like, I like that.
Yeah, if I can send Lev Bell away for somebody that I'm even still unsure about, I'm going to do it because we have no idea what Adam Gase is going to do to Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Le'Veon Bell doesn't know what Adam Gase is going to do to him either.
Yeah. They're going to value Le'Veon Bell stupid.
We do have a clear-cut winner on this one. One of you went over. The other two were slightly under. Jason, you were the lowest score total on him. Marlon Mack was let me give you Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett came in and he scored 16.4 on the trade calculator. Marlon Mack came in at a solid 15. So you were about 1.4 points off. Not bad, but Mike actually beat you. He came in with Devin Singletary and Devil Singletary was, and yes, I keep saying Devil, I know. He was 15.9 points for his value. So Mike edged you out by 0.9 points, and he was 0.5 points under Tyler Lockett. Rob, you came in with Le'Veon Bell in the 201. The Le'Veon Bell himself carried a score of 14.4.
Oh wow!
And yeah, he was a lot higher than I thought. Like I did the running backs and all that. I didn't think he was going to be that high, but he was. I'm guessing it's the usage, and they expect that situation to get a little bit better. Maybe Sam Darnold will stop kissing strange people and not come down with mono again. And you also offered me the 201. The 201 carries a value of 10.1, so that gave me a total of 24.5. So you were over by 8.1 points.
Whoa.
Jason, you mentioned Todd Gurley. You said you were offered Tyler Lockett for Todd Gurley. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It's a very close trade according to the calculator. Tyler Lockett, as I said, comes in at 16.4. Todd Gurley comes in at 17.
Yeah, I kind of knew the valuation had dipped on him a good bit. Yep. You know, we saw his usage go down so much last year. The touchdowns came down.
Yep.
They didn't use him a lot until the end of the season. So I understand like Todd Gurley's value is so low, but man, who would trade Tyler Lockett for Todd Gurley right now?
Well,
like who would trade for Tyler Lockett with Todd Gurley?
And that makes me want to go start trying to get Le'Veon Bell if people are that low on the guy. Like, it's not like I expect him to be this huge productive guy, but he'll be the one in New York, you know? I mean, he'll.
So I would look at Le'Veon Bell as a solid RB2.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's where I would have him as a solid RB2.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting RB1 games from him at this point.
Well, so you had Marlon Mack at, I think, at 15.
Yep. And I view
Marlon and Le'Veon Bell at 14.4.
Yeah.
If you're win now, don't you go get Le'Veon Bell for Marlon Mack?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
if you're win now.
Yeah.
I actually think I would rather have Marlon Mack, though, than Le'Veon Bell.
Marlon Mack gets injured a lot, and he can't catch the ball to save his life. So, I don't know.
He's running behind one of the best lines in the NFL, though.
Yeah, it's true. Generational talent there at guard.
Yeah. As we mentioned earlier, we were going to do wide receivers and running backs. Due to time restrictions, what we're actually going to do is we're going to do running backs next week. I will have a list of – I'll probably do 6 to 8 running backs. I'll get their score values, and we'll do the same thing. We'll just talk about the players, who we would offer for them in a trade, see who can get closest without going over. As of right now, I can tell you that Mike is currently leading the game. Let me find my score sheet here. Mike has 2 points. Jason has 1 point, and Rob has 1 point.
I should have 2 points.
I feel like I should have 3 points.
That's correct. Mike has three, Jason has two, and I have only one.
I didn't score my last page. All right, so I will review the scores for this week. Right now we have Rob with 1 point, Jason in second with 2 points, and Mike firmly in the lead with 3 points.
Yes, yes, sir.
So that's where we stand after week one, after reviewing the wide receiver values in this rookie dynasty trade game. Rob, I'm going to throw this back to you at this point.
Well, after a disappointing performance in the game show there, I'm going to just resign to trying again next week. Thank you, George. Breaking news. That was terrible for me. So, Jason, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, how to get in touch with you on Twitter, Sleeper, other places like that, sir.
So, Twitter, I'm at BFTGJason. On Sleeper, I'm BFTGDrMill.
Excellent. And Mike, where can we find you, man?
You find me at DirtyJobs21 and at DirtyJobs on Sleeper, at DirtyJobs basically anywhere, even Instagram.
Breaking news, DirtyJobs21 everywhere.
That's an Instagram.
George?
You can find me on Twitter at BFTGPod. You can find me on the Super app where I'm at BFTGEO.
No Instagram, though.
I actually have one. I just don't know what it is. It may be BFTGEO. I'm not sure.
All right. And you can find me at ESORBOR1. That's ESORBOR1 because my name is Rob Rose and that is my name backwards. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow and all year long for original content. We will keep it coming for you. And stay tuned, folks. We will try to keep original content for you as things get a little different around here. So. Keep your hopes up and tune in next week, and we'll see you then.